Speaker 1.
I'm thinking of going to Brazil in the autumn to stay with friends who live a couple of hours from Rio. I used to have regular holidays a few years back, but lately I'm quite bad about getting round to booking them, especially since I started working full-time. If it wasn't for a couple of colleagues who keep telling me to have a break, I'd probably be spending all my free time sitting in front of my computer. I don't like flying. I find it an incredibly uncomfortable experience, stuck in a tiny seat sometimes for 12 hours at a stretch. But I soon forget about it once I've arrived.
Speaker 2.
I like to travel with friends who share my interests, so we can talk and gossip as we drive along. I don't mind doing some of the things they want to do, like looking round archaeological sites, visiting art galleries, that sort of thing, as long as they understand that the objective of a holiday for me is to be somewhere where my mobile doesn't work, so colleagues can't get hold of me. An adventurous holiday is fine when you're looking for excitement, like me a few years back. I remember a happy trip to India with my sister, hiring a car with a driver with no idea where we were going to end up.
Speaker 3.
If you flew me to the best beach in the world and left me there for a couple of weeks, I'm afraid I wouldn't be grateful at all. I've got peace and quiet around me all year round, working at home and mostly on my own. My friends can't understand how I can spend my holidays in museums and bookshops, which to them sounds like the opposite of a good time. I choose the destination very carefully, making sure there's some interesting past event I can find out about whilst I'm there. Of course, a good hotel is a must, though I'm looking for standard facilities rather than luxury.
Speaker 4.
I sold my holiday house 2 years ago because I always felt I had to go there. Recently, I went backpacking around Egypt with a colleague for 6 weeks. We made friends with a group of children who took us everywhere in donkey and cart and showed us around. I know it isn't everyone's idea of a good holiday, but unless I have to make a little effort, carrying my stuff and sleeping under the stars if necessary, I can't enjoy it. When the travelling's part of my job, then I love to travel first class and stay in top hotels, but that's not a holiday, of course.
Speaker 5.
The first time I travelled by plane on my own, I was only 5. I was going to meet my father in Los Angeles. It wasn't actually a holiday, but I still remember how exciting it was. Incredibly, perhaps, although I did the whole travelling bit as a student, until last summer I hadn't really gone on what you might call a real holiday. Just the odd weekend away, which isn't the same really. Now I travel rather a lot and spend most of my income on holidays, as if I want to catch up for lost time. My parents tell me I should take time off and have a break from travelling.